Text numéro 63. New York State is investigating energy drink makers. The New York Attorney General has summoned three large makers of so-called energy drinks as part of an investigation into whether the companies are misleading consumers about how much caffeine the drinks contain and the health risks this could pose. The Attorney General, Eric T. Schneiderman, is also looking at whether the companies, Monster Beverage, PepsiCo, and Living Essentials, violated federal law in promoting the drinks as dietary supplements rather than as foods, which are regulated more strictly. State authorities are also concerned about whether all of the ingredients that go into the beverages are properly disclosed, according to an official report on the investigation. The state investigators are also examining whether some additives, like black tea extract and guarana, may contain additional caffeine that is not reflected when the drinks are labelled. The Trade Association statement noted that ingredients and labelling for energy drinks were regulated by the Food and Drug Administration and that caffeine levels from additives were fully disclosed. It also said that the industry had voluntarily restricted marketing to children and the sale of energy drinks in schools. In 2010, the FDA issued warning letters to four companies that made energy drinks combining alcohol and caffeine, citing a health risk. Despite concerns by public health experts, the FDA has not taken on makers of more traditional energy drinks, which are often carbonated and provide a quick caffeine-fueled boost. Energy drinks have surged in popularity in recent years, especially among high school and college students. They have been a source of growth for beverage companies, even as demand for more traditional drinks like soda has cooled. Coca-Cola considered a buyout of Monster earlier this year, but with a market capitalization of more than $10 billion, a deal for Monster would have been expensive, and Coke ultimately passed. Health advocates are concerned about the use of energy drinks among adolescents, particularly when they are consumed alongside alcohol, said Ms. Arias, an epidemiologist who serves as director of the Center on Young Adult Health and Development at the University of Maryland School of Public Health. A person who co-ingests an energy drink and alcohol doesn't understand how drunk they are, Ms. Arias said. Caffeine keeps you awake so you can keep drinking, and high levels of caffeine can mask intoxication. Studies have shown almost 30% of college students consume energy drinks regularly. The high concentrations of caffeine they contain can produce cardiovascular complications, especially in young people or those who are sensitive to caffeine. November 2011 report by the Drug Abuse Warning Network showed a tenfold increase in emergency room visits linked to energy drinks from 2005 to 2008. Adapted from the International Herald Tribune, August 2012.